Author Kathleen Fraser joins us today. She's author of Mourning and Milestones, honoring anniversaries, birthdays, and special occasions after a loved one dies. And so this is a book that I personally want to take a look at and read, Kathleen, because I know this can help a lot of us, especially now that we're in the holiday season.
Yes, Roxanne, and the help is why I wrote it. It was a book that I needed after my husband died, and I thought, well, if I can't find it, somebody else might need it also.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned your husband, and I'm so sorry for your loss, and I want to hear how you got through those first holidays after losing him and how you were able to handle celebrations and put on a happy face when it's so tough to do so.
I think part of the trick is to not feel that you have to put on the happy face right away. I think allowing yourself the time to mourn that you need gives you the chance to later have a happy face that's a real happy face. And I found that on the holidays themselves, I would have to ask for help, which is not an easy thing for me. I'm kind of an independent cuss, but the mourning was so difficult that I found I needed to ask family and friends to help, and they were delighted to know what to do.
Oh, I bet, because a lot of times when you know someone's going through a very difficult time, you say, hey, whatever I can do to help. And even as soon as those words come out of your mouth, you're trying to think, okay, what's a tangible thing that I can do to help? Some people are really good at it. Others, it is a big question. What is that something that you're looking for? What kinds of things did people help you with?
The thing that helps the very most is to listen. To just let the person talk to you. And in terms of the holidays, something that helped a lot was if people were willing to help me engage with the holiday the best I could. So I needed some time always where we would acknowledge my loved one out loud. And I really can't tell you how many people have told me how painful it is for them to be at a gathering and no one ever says the loved one's name.
That's
but
really powerful.
Knows,
I know. Yes.
Should we say it? Should we not say it? What will happen? So kind of planning ahead, talking with people ahead of time about let's do something concrete right at the beginning that acknowledges that person. It just kind of breaks the ice. That was a big thing that people did for me. Another thing that people did was accept that I was just exhausted and heartbroken. So any kind of celebration needed to be dialed back. Just simplified, made a little bit easier.
Those are two very tangible things that you can help with. And I love the part about mentioning your loved one's name and talking about them. And my father passed suddenly, so we got through the holidays. This is 2 years ago. And I just remember it was so great when someone would tell a story about my dad, because it reminds you that other people have those memories too, and it just makes it fun to think about happier times.
Yes, yes. As long as we remember them, as long as we talk about them, they live on, right?
And so you really have to put yourself first in these instances. You know, all of us, we have families, we want to take care of our families, but when we're going through the tragedy of losing someone, you kind of have to worry about yourself at times, because you can't take care of those other people unless you do.
Very much so. And if you don't take care of your own needs and let actually, you have to take a little bit of time to figure out what those needs are, because your head doesn't work very well right after a big loss. Your brain is, there's something called grief brain, and it's just like walking around in a fog. So I would take some quiet time for myself, maybe a walk in the woods, maybe listening to music, maybe looking at photographs, just something that would let me actually be with the feelings that I had. And usually after that, I would know kind of what I needed for the day. And by doing that, then I started to have room in my heart and in my brain to care for other people and to look out for them and behave lovingly. But without a little bit of self-care, I don't know how I would have pulled that off.
And Kathleen, I know you are a bereavement group facilitator. And so you are gathering information and sharing information with those in your group, and you see the strength that comes, you know, with that group therapy. What are some simple things that help people with grief in general, not even during the holidays, but all throughout the year?
Well, one very simple thing is to take a nap. Grief is quite exhausting, and If you can just set aside a little bit of rest time, that helps a lot. I found that I wasn't eating in it, and I found that to be a very common thing. So paying attention to a little bit of making sure you get the nutrition, and friends and family who want to help can know that the person is probably not feeling like cooking or taking maybe the best care of themselves. So you can show up with a dish or a meal that's in your good dishes. So you have to go back a second time and pick that up. That kind of little excuse to come in. Finding quiet time is very important. I found being in nature almost always helped me.
Of course.
And just, you know, acknowledging that it's exhausting, acknowledging that it's hard. And also making very small rituals that you can do, particularly during the holidays. So you might light a candle that represents your loved one's presence. You might ask the people who are there with you to make a toast to the person who's passed. You might all write them a letter. And many times we write letters and we just burn them. We don't even read them out loud. Or strangely, one of the things that seems to help the most with grief can be to volunteer or to actually take care of someone else.
I love that tip. Yes. Hard to feel down when you're helping someone else. It's hard to have both those emotions at the same time.
Well, many families that just feel that they can't face the holiday meal go somewhere to volunteer and serve it to others. I just met a woman who had lost her daughter. Her daughter was in her 30s, and she's been taking foster children ever since because she said, I needed somewhere for that love to go. And of course, that melted my heart.
Oh, my goodness. That is a sweet story, transforming that grief. Kathleen, where can we find out more about your book?
My book has a website, morningandmilestones.com. Mm-hmm. You can purchase the book on any of the normal online channels where you get the book. You can get it as an e-reader or as a book. A lot of libraries stock it. Probably none in your area, but if you ask your library to stock it, they would do that for you.
Well, Kathleen, thank you so much. And especially during the holidays, we need to hear this message. You know, as we go through life, we deal with loss. And so this is something wonderful that you're sharing with others to help us through it all. Thank you.
Thank you.